are you today? My name is Marion. Thank you so much for tuning in to Backquote Today. Today's episode is titled, Stop. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. In Europe and Australia, stop signs are limited to stopping a dead end, which is considered necessary due to severely restricted visibility. In the United States, stop signs are mainly for safety, right of way, and not intended as a traffic calming device. In North America, the crossing is a priority, so appropriate lane markings are used, but roundabouts also operate on the principle of grant right-of-way and not on the principle of stop. In North America, a stop sign is often used to control opposing traffic movements, which is considered sufficient to justify the installation of a traffic light or roundabout, in places where the driver has a sufficient view of the intersection and where there is no stop, such as at the corner of a street or intersection. Stopping is not required. In applications where cross traffic is not controlled by a sign or traffic light, the installation of stop signs can be difficult or dangerous. Reduces or extends the time required to safely pass through an intersection, facilitates the crossing of approaching intersection traffic, or reduces the ability of a stopped driver to accurately detect the speed of approaching intersection traffic. Extended or shortened the times and distances required to enter or clear an intersection. Facilitated safe crossing and, or crossing of intersections and overtaking and crossing of intersections by approaching traffic, if two or three drivers stop in different directions at a junction controlled by a stop sign at the same time, the driver on the left must allow a driver on the far right to pass. At junctions where two directions of traffic are controlled by stop signs, drivers who arrive and stop first are usually the first to continue in the US and Canada. When motorists run over a stop sign and there are no other vehicles or pedestrians, they must come to a halt. Although stop signs are usually seen in predominantly English-speaking areas, most of the signs use ARAT, and some of them are used in local Aboriginal languages. If a stop is marked on the sidewalk, motorists must stop before crossing the line. Mainland China and Taiwan use Ting, Ting on their signs, which are written in bold, while the signs in mainland China have a bolder word, such as Shark, Hai. Some stop signs are equipped with flashing lights or LED lights that illuminate the legend, such as the one on the sign above. In Europe, stop signs are usually placed in places where visibility is severely restricted or where a high crash rate has been detected. In European countries, the stop sign is located near a level crossing marked by a stop. In Europe, it is extremely rare to find a way to stop what is common in North America. As stop signs became more widespread, a rural-dominated committee, supported by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, met to standardize stop signs and select the octagonal shape that has been used in the United States ever since. The two organizations merged to form the American Traffic Control Association of the U.S. Department of Transportation, which published a 1935 stop sign specification that detailed the design and use of stop signals in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. The new specification unified red with stop signals by giving the sign the same number of seconds as a red traffic light sign, but allowing the use of the octagonal shape and the addition of a stop sign at the end of each sign. Red lights meant stops, red stop signs did not. According to the ATCA specification, the European annex to the convention also allowed the use of a light or yellowish background, but not both. The sign B2B is an inverted triangle, with a stop sign at the end of the triangle and a red light on the right. The first is marked with black lettering on a white background and a legend on the left side of the sign, similar to that used on multi-lane expressways. The stop sign is embedded with a yellow background and red light at the end of an inverted triangle with red lights on both sides. Note two facts that I think may help to allay some concerns. The image shows people as male or female, not as transgender, and it is in low resolution. The conference was called The Future of Social Media in the Age of the Digital Age, and the first presented an algorithm for determining prison sentences. Others described software that automates the writing of comments on news articles, and a speech. On, addressed a topic that has proved controversial in comms and on Twitter. The study, called The Most Controversial Social Media Research in Recent Years, was published online in the journal Science. This is all for today, guys. My name is Marion and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.